Okay, we live in all the shots. Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Another episode of Verbal Gunplay Podcast. It's your boy, Danny De Niro, a.k.a. D Money.
L Double to go online. What's good? So this, I think this week, we're going to have a special podcast. This is going to be, the title is Wolves and Sheep Closing. Now, the reason why this is going to be special, because this is going to be me and the homie calling out some fuckboy behavior we've been observing with some of these niggas out here we've seen.
You hear that, ladies? We're going to call out the fuckboys. I know. We see y'all. We see y'all.
Now, if y'all know, my man D is in a serious relationship, and me, I've been married for 25 years. So we have some expertise on what it takes to actually be in a relationship and get into a good, real, decent relationship and can recognize certain behaviors. So we about to call some of this shit out, man.
The big thing in dating and relationships today is what a lot of people call your representative, your cloak, your wolf in sheep clothing. A lot of people will bring this other person, if we're talking Marvel, they will bring this variant to the dating scene.
For sure.
And then as you get to know the person, somebody new appears.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we're just gonna call out the bullshit today. We're just gonna call out the bullshit. So if you guys are a first-time listener, by the way, some of our previous episodes, we've had a couple women on, a couple men on, and we've talked about dating, you know, how the scene is, the pool is, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And behind the scenes, we've done a couple matchmakings. I can't even say any of them really went good. I'll just be honest. Just haven't gone good. I'm not going to put nobody's name on the bullet. But I will say, from what I'm hearing, fellas, we have to do better. We are misleading these women. We're not very clear about what it is that we want. And I feel like we're just not being genuine. Like, what is it that you want? Like, what is it from your soul, from your heart? Like, what is it, like, what you want?
Talk
like
to them.
Even if it is, let's say you just want some pussy. Just be upfront with that. Don't, I think the term they call it is a love bomb.
Don't
come in heavy like you're ready for this and that. You're ready to do this and that. And then when the time approaches, you're not ready for that. So what was all that bombing that you was doing in the beginning? You said that you was healed. You acting unhealed. You said that you was ready. You acting unready.
For sure.
Said you want a relationship. Not ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just lead with what you want. Lead with what you need. Because if you let a woman know what it is you want and what it is you need, she's either going to match that or she's going to walk away. And that's fine, because you're saving yourself time. You're saving yourself money, mm-hmm. resources. I mean, I could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, for example, when I was outside, I would just be up front. And guess what? When I was up front and I said all I wanted to do was date and fuck, guess what I still was doing?
Dating and fucking.
Because I led with what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this summer, this is what I'm going to be doing. And then when this summer is over, I'll look at my options. I'll look at some of the people I've gone on dates with, and I'll make an executive decision from there.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's my prerogative. That's what I want to do. But at the end of the day, the women respected it because I came through that front door as who I was. And these men today just aren't doing that.
They don't. And even worse, here's the worst part, my nigga. The worst part is most of what they be saying is not even their own words.
Yeah.
It's some shit they done seen online by watching these various, you know, male-centric podcasts saying you know, all of this fucking bullshit. Like, bro, I didn't listen to it all, for real. Yeah. But you know why I listen to it all? So I can call it out and I can point it out when I see it. Mm-hmm. And certain people, once they get to talking, like, I already know what time you on. I already know what kind of bullshit you on. And I try to break that shit down. So right. For, like, the women, the ladies, I'll tell you out there. I know it's very difficult. It's very difficult to sit and watch a Red Pill podcast such as we can name a bunch. You know, I'm not gonna give them no free advertising.
Nah, no free advertising.
Y'all know who they are. Go and listen to them. I'm telling you, go listen to them so you can pick up on the words, you can pick up on the phrases and the ideas that they have. So when you hear this, when you're talking to a man, you can call it. I already know what kind of bullshit this cat is on. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, there's certain things, like, I'll have a woman telling me, hey, he said this and he did that when he was on a date. I'll be like, oh, get up out of there. You already right. know what kind of bullshit he's on, because you already know they say unhealed, or he's still working on this, or you already know what's up. And like, we done had a couple hookups. We done heard the stories, and I'm a fair man. Mm-hmm. I would say if these chicks was out here tripping, right? Or if it was a man. But in the case that we've done, it's, to me personally, it's been the dudes. Like, they are not representing the way that we set them out. And I'm embarrassed a little bit because we put these certain people out to be certain kind of people. And mm-hmm. they was on some fuck nigga shit.
Yep.
So.
And another thing I would say, ladies, protect your character. Protect your body. Stand on your ground. Like, whatever it is that you want, make sure you're getting that.
Because we gonna do that. That's one thing men do.
Yeah.
We make sure we get what we want to get out of exactly. a relationship.
Exactly. So just make sure you're getting what you want out of that before you even waste your time. Because otherwise, what happens is this. If you drop your boundaries, if you drop your guard, and you move in a way that's not conducive to yourself, all you're going to do is satisfy that man, but then you're going to look up one day and be like, this isn't what I want. Mm-hmm. But because you were, for lack of a better term, thirsty for a relationship, you made that conscious decision to, I'm just going to do this because I want a relationship. But listen, let me tell you, not all relationships are great relationships. The best relationship starts with yourself. You got to make sure that you are right so that when you do find a candidate, everything's going to bloom from there. Because if you're not right, you're not going to find the right person. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you're right. Stand down on your morals. Stand down on your code. Make sure you communicate. That is the biggest. That's the biggest takeaway from this. When dating, communicate, communicate, communicate. That doesn't mean sit there and just text all day. That doesn't mean shoot a voice note here and there. No, communicate. Talk about it. It's almost like when you're buying a car. You know how the guy sits you at the table and they call it fact finding. Mm-hmm. This is how they put you into a car. They ask you questions. What is it you want in a car? You want power windows. You want Bluetooth. You want rear view camera. Like, put the questions out there that you're looking for so that they can answer you with the answers that you want. So that's what I would say when it comes to dating, when it comes to the courting, and when it comes to the process.
Let me cue in on the communication thing too. Communicate honestly. Like, a lot of time, and I think that's something as grown men we all had to learn, is that not to basically navigate around not trying to upset a person, but communicate clearly and honestly, and you'll be surprised that either you'll get the outcomes you want. Yeah. Or you don't waste your time because you communicated what needed to be communicated. So when I say that is, if you talk to a woman and you know off top, like, hey, look, this ain't really working. I'm mm-hmm. not really feeling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she might get upset. She might.
Yep.
But you should be honest and let them be able, that gives them all the information they need so they can make a decision in their life the same way you're making the decision in yours. So communicate honestly. Don't just be out here talking and saying whatever the fuck. Like, communicate honestly, even if you know that what you're going to say is maybe going to hurt that person's feelings, but it's the honest truth of the situation. People can appreciate and, more importantly, can respect that in you.
Well said. Well said. You know, I didn't even mention the whole be honest thing. And honestly, I'm not going to mention it. You know why? We're fucking grown.
Thank you.
Just be honest. Like, I can see when you're 15 and you lied about some dumb shit. At this age, what are you dating for? Just be yourself. I'm not even gonna say be honest. Just be yourself. If being yourself is a lying sack of shit, then fuck it. Be a lying sack of shit. But if you're gonna be a lying sack of shit, own those results.
Yeah.
Own those results. Mm-hmm. Are you happy right now? Are you living the life that you want? Yeah, being a lying sack of shit.
Are you getting the outcomes that you desire?
Are you getting the outcome that you desire? You know, you might be a lying sack of shit, lie to get the draws, but now because you love bombed them and lied to get the draws, what's happening now? Now you got a crazy woman at your door, a crazy woman keying your car, a crazy woman just trying to fuck up your life, but that's the life you chose. Yeah. You chose to be a lying sack of shit.
You misrepresented yourself.
Just be yourself. I promise you, there's somebody out there for everybody. If you go outside and you say, look, I'm a lying sack of shit and I just like to sling dick, there are customers for that. There are women that are on board with that.
100%.
There are women that are like, you know what? I don't need no nigga. I can go for some dick right now. Give me that lying sack of shit nigga. Let him come dig me out, fuck me dirty, and hit the road.
Yeah.
There's women for that. Don't fuck it up for these women that want more than that if you can't give it to them. There's women out here that are looking for a whole partner, a whole husband, a whole father.
Yeah.
So if you can't give them that, respectfully, get out the fucking way.
For real, though.
Get out the fucking way.
Because there's mad niggas out here that's willing to do that kind of shit. And, you know, I don't think badly about them. Some dudes be like, yo, I'm not finna take care of no other man's baby. I got my own children. Look, let me say this shit, bro. If you don't have no kids, right, and you get with and you say, hey, I'm not gonna date a single mom because I don't want to take on that responsibility, I got you. That's a fair argument. When you run out here with mad kids that you don't take care of anyway, how you out here talking about you don't want to get with a woman that don't have no children? Like, let's be real out here, you guys. Let's be real and let's represent ourselves as men, because as men out here, it's true whether or not you feel like that's the way you wanted to be or not. We the ones that are out here are supposed to be leaders. We the ones out here supposed to be leading the household or leading our relationships, leading our lives. And that's just the way it is. You can get mad and be like, why I got to do all that? But that's the way it is. And that's just what we all have to go through out here. And women, for the most part, may not be specifically looking for somebody to lead them and tell them what to do and all that shit. But if they needed to fall back and be vulnerable with somebody, they're hoping it could be someone like you. And we all out here, maybe not all, but most people all out here looking for relationships and something solid. And that's, if y'all can just be honest and be clear about what it is you want, like, the part about the part you want, like, you don't got to be on the first date giving a motherfucker a list of everything that you want in a partner. You know what I'm saying? At that part, y'all should just be trying to get to know each other, and that's it. Once you guys get, okay, I like this person, that's time to get serious. Now we can start communicating and talking about real shit. But when y'all just on a first date and all that shit, like, I don't even think you need to go through all of that, asking all that, the craziness and what's your non-negotiables and all that other kind of shit. Like, we've said it in the podcast.
Yeah.
But we just talking, you know what I'm saying? On a date, you should really just trying to get to know a person. Like, hey, what do you like to do in your off time? What's your life been like? What's your, you know, how many siblings do you have? What's your favorite color? Like, just surface level bullshit to decide if you really
That's
like
That's exactly what I was going to say, surface level.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people disagree with this, but I feel like a lot of first dates should be surface level, because it's not that you don't want to get to know the person, but here's the thing. When you spend time around somebody, you're going to naturally get to know them. So you don't need a list of questions. You don't need to come in hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to know somebody just by asking the most simplistic things. So keep it natural, keep it flowing. And remember, the main reason you're finding a partner or dating or trying to get into a relationship is because you're already enjoying yourself. Now you just want to enjoy yourself with another person.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to overcomplicate anything.
Yeah.
If you're out at the fair, go enjoy the amusement park, shoot some basketball shots, win her a prize teddy bear. Yeah. You know, if you're out walking the park, if you're out going to get some drinks, if you're out at a nice restaurant, enjoy the moment. You'll naturally get to know the person.
Yeah.
And you'll know 9 times out of 10 after that first date, you'll know if you want to see that woman or that man again. It's something I used to tell my friends all the time. Like, women know in the first 5 minutes if they even want to fuck you.
For real, though.
So there's nothing. What's the point of getting to know somebody on a deep level if in the first 5 minutes you don't even want to be with them physically?
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy the time. Get to know the person just on a surface level. And then you can go deeper after that, because there's no reason to learn or know somebody on a deeper level if you can't even be around them. Enjoy your time around them and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And lead with intention, whatever it is that you are trying to do.
Oh, nigga, intention. Okay, so let me get on this intention shit.
Okay.
That's a buzzword that niggas be talking, right? What's intention? Let me tell you what true intention is in moving the way that you say you want to move. So let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
A certain man says, hey, I am looking for a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get into a serious relationship that then leads to marriage. And that's all I'm after, right?
Yeah.
Being intentional would be, and a lot of you motherfuckers can't do this, you get with a girl. You mm-hmm. not get with her. Let's say you go on a date with a girl.
Right.
And you realize, I don't really like her like that. You mm-hmm. should communicate that and get up out of there. But what a lot of niggas do is they'll still go through with it, and certain people know who the fuck I'm talking to already, still go through with it and fuck or whatever, and then ghost that shit. And it's like, if you was dating with intention, like you say, and you was really trying to get into a relationship, why'd you even entertain that? Mm-hmm. Why'd you even waste her time and yours? And more than likely, you didn't communicate that that's all you was trying to do. So this other person's probably over here on the other side waiting. Oh, man, he ain't contacting me. What's going on with him? I thought we had a good time. I thought we had a connection. Mm-hmm. And that person ain't communicated that shit at all. But yet that same person is saying, I'm being intentional. I'm trying to be in a serious relationship. But you shouldn't have entertained that sexual relationship with a person you knew you didn't have a connection with and you was going to ghost. That's fuck nigga shit. Now, I know a lot of you motherfuckers be mad, gonna be feeling convicted right now, but that's the way it is. Like, when you are, if you're saying you're trying to date seriously, once you get into a position and talking to somebody and you know in your head this is a person you can't seriously date, you should cut that off. You're wasting your time. You're supposed to be focused on finding a relationship. And if you are entertaining stuff in a sexual way or physical way or just kind of stringing them along, hoping it's going to be better, it's not. And you're wasting everybody's time. And not only that, I know you're focused on yourself and your own perspective, but there's a whole nother living, feeling, breathing person on the other side of that conversation you're having who has feelings and dreams for themselves. And a lot of it is going to be based on what you say, especially as the man. Women, based off what they think is going to happen in a relationship, and based on what we say or we think we're going to be doing. But if you mm-hmm. say one thing and then you do some other shit, they be confusing the motherfucker.
Yep.
So this intentional shit, a lot of people just say because it sounds nice or whatever, but most people won't control themselves and have self-control. Sexual self-control is the biggest key. And you not always got to just fuck because it's available to you. If you say you're trying to be in a serious relationship, you save that. Because, you know, be honest. Every time you have sex with a person, you give a piece of yourself. You give some energy mm-hmm. to that person.
Yep.
Why waste that piece of yourself, the energy that you can't now give to the person you say you're waiting for?
Yeah.
On this person you know you don't give a damn about. Why even give that to them? Save that shit to the person you want for. And if you're just trying to have sex, there's like you said earlier, if you just be honest and say that, there are plenty of women who will be like, okay, yes, we have just a sexual relationship. Only call me when you're trying to fuck and that's it. And they'll mm-hmm. be fine with that. And everybody's in communication. Everybody knows what's going on. It's cool. You do not have to trick women into having sex with you. They want sex as much as we do. All you have to do is be communicative in what it is that you want, and you'll be surprised at what the universe will give you.
Yep. And be okay with their decision, because you're going to come across women that mm-hmm. don't want that, and that's fine. That's okay. Don't lie to get the draws, because all you're going to do is you're making it harder for the next man. Because if you're saying one thing, they're trusting you. Going off that, now they open themselves up to you, and you just shit on them. Then you wonder why you're in the pool struggling to try and find a good woman.
Talk to them. Tell them niggas.
So if you just want to, just be a fuck boy and just run around fucking, then just let them know that you want to fuck. You're going to find ones that just want to fuck. Will it be the best of the best? Will it be Beyonce and Rihanna? No, but you know, you can settle for like a, I don't know, a Kehlani or something, you know, might have a little tattoos, a couple bullet wounds, but you know, but it's still all right. Yeah, it's still okay. All right. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess up something good. Just like you wouldn't, if you about your business, you wouldn't want some woman to come and fuck up your shit. Don't go and fuck up their shit. And then as far as these lists, like, come on, man. Come on.
Bro, what are you doing?
Come on. Like, just whatever happened to hello? Let's just keep it simple. Whatever happened to just hello?
Yep.
And then, you know how they say in rap freestyle? Just go from there.
Yeah.
Say hello to the person. You know, just like in rap, how you look around, you find a word and pull it out the air and start rapping. Just look at the woman, compliment her on what she's wearing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're at a bar, offer her a drink. What are you drinking? Oh, I like that drink. See how conversation just happens naturally? You don't need a list for that. Just be yourself.
Now, let me address what I think some of you niggas be mad about. Y'all be like, man, I'm tired of going out on these dates that don't lead anywhere. I spend, you know, X amount of money on these dates. And, you know, I go out on a date of two or three chicks every week. Each one costs me $50, $200 each. Nothing comes to them. Some of these women just take advantage of men to just have free dinners, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of men out here are saying, hey, man, I'm just trying to go on, you know, coffee dates. I'm just trying to go on, you know, walks in the park. I'm just trying to go, you know, get a quick burger or something like that. I'm not trying to spend a lot of money because, you know, I'm trying to date. And I understand. And you'd be surprised there are a lot of women out there who understand your point of view. Like, yes, there's a lot of pressure on men that have to do all the dating and spending. I'm down for a date that doesn't cost as much as long as we get to spend some time together. And those are the women you want to try to find. Like, there's going to be some women like, well, if you ain't taking me out on a steak dinner, then I don't want to go out with you. But don't even be mad at them. Be like, okay, I see what you want. That's not what I'm trying to provide right now. So, you know, deuces. I hope you find what it is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to do something else. And, like, don't be all mad because another person doesn't want what you want.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you.
Okay.
I'm going to say, yes, that is fine. But I would say this. If you're at a place in your life financially where you have to rely on a coffee date or you have to rely on a walk through the park, you shouldn't be dating.
I get you that.
You have to get yourself together first, because let's just face it, at the end of the day, the man for the most part is the head of the household. So if you are not prepared to be the head of the household, you should not be dating. I'm not saying that you have to be out here just tricking. That's not what I'm saying. But let's say you go on a coffee date. Let's say you go on a walk in the park. That's cool. Is that all you're going to do with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And you expect them to bend over backwards on balconies and fucking suck and slop you up to the next world?
Damn.
I'm just saying. You think they're going to do that over some Dunkin' Donuts? Nah.
They might.
But it's going to get old after a while. All it's going to take is one nigga to roll up in a basic ass Honda Accord that's willing to, you know what I'm saying, that's willing to get her the BK value meal, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't want to spend 10, 20 bucks or whatever.
Or he took her to Applebee's.
He might go smart about it. He might go on the right day where they got the unlimited margaritas or whatever special they got.
Dude.
So I'm not saying you got to spend all your coin on a lady. However, you should have yourself together so that if needed, you can spend your coin on your lady. Because if you got a real woman, you're gonna wanna shower her with things and make her happy. And I'm not saying it just takes materialistic things, but let's just be real. There's only but so many grand gestures you can do with no money. At some point, you gotta spend a little to get a little.
Yo, let's get even deeper, bro. Let's tell these niggas, like, look, let me tell you, young man, look me in the eye. Get your money up, dog.
Get your money
up. Get your money up. If you a young man, let's say you 18, 19 years old, you out of school. Mm-hmm. If you a young man, you should be working and sleeping, and that's it. Maybe, depending on what your goals are, maybe even have two jobs. But for you to not be out here working and get money and taking care of just yourself is crazy. Now, I'm not saying you know you can still live at home with your parents. I know it's expensive as hell out there, but mm-hmm. you should be gainfully employed, and you should at very least have a vehicle for yourself and get that up. If you still stay at home with your moms, I think we all know that it's expensive out here. You know what I'm saying?
It's very expensive.
Me, D, we've been out in the world for decades at this point, so we got a lot of work history. We can make enough money to take care of ourselves out in the world. But mm-hmm. somebody that's 18, 19, 20, I get it, right? Maybe you do need to stay at home to get your money up. But for sure, get your money up. Like, that's the first thing you really should be doing mm-hmm. is out here working and getting your money up and just either saving your coin. Like, you don't need to be driving around in the newest Challenger and Charger and, you know, being, you know, $500 on a Ferragamo or Gucci belt or something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. But for real, work, get your money up, take care of yourself, and get smart. Like, you maybe ain't got to invest right away, but look at making your money work for yourself. Look at saving money and just having it, but you should be working and making money. Like, that's like the biggest thing. And I think that's something a lot of us as black men have forgotten, that our ancestors and people from the 50s and 60s knew. Like, get your ass up and go work. What fucking Goody Mom say? Get up, get out, and get something. Like, for real. Get up, get out, and get something, and get something done. You should be working at least one job, but maybe two. Because if you just laying around in your off time doing nothing, playing video games and watch TV, my man, but you ain't getting the outcomes you want out of life, bro, you should be working and getting your money up and getting even more. I'm trying to tell you, it'll make you feel better about yourself. And if you're not working, like, say if you work, but you don't want to spend every waking moment working, maybe in that off time, you spend some time at the gym. Spend some time reading some books and working on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just be laying around and doing nothing. Like, young men, get out there, get up, get out, and get something. The world is out there for you to take and take control of and take over and get whatever you want out of it. You're going to have to work for it, but you can. It's all there for you to take. Get up and get out, get some work done.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call bars. No, real shit, though. You hit that one on the head. Because, look, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be a young boy. You're going to turn into a young adult. Then you're going to turn into an adult in this, what I don't know what you call it, midlife. I don't want to say midlife crisis. But you are eventually going to run into a midlife crisis, because this is what's going to happen. You're going to be 15. You're going to be 20. You're going to be 25. You're going to be 30. You're going to be 35. You're going to be 40. You're going to be 45. And before you know it, you're going to wake up, and then you're 50. Now you just spent more than half your life, because niggas don't live till 100. Not like they used to. Niggas don't live till 100. So now you have 50. You already done seen the majority of your life now at this mm-hmm. point. And guess what? You're still out here being a lying sack of shit. And what's that going to get you? We all seen Waiting to Exhale. Do you want to be the nigga from the Allstate commercial?
Oh, no, that you raggedy bitch.
Yeah.
You outside know what I'm in the sun, drunk you as hell, in a leather outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. That was Leon.
No, that was.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the one that was fucking with Layla Rashawn.
Oh, okay. You're talking about.
I'm talking about the one that was fucking. I'm talking about the one that was fucking with Savannah or whatever.
Yeah, with
that's Whitney, Savannah. That's a good man.
That was the fucking Allstate,
the Allstate
man.
Nigga. Yeah. So you don't want to live your life being a lying sack of shit all your life, because once you get up in that age, trust me, it's going to get a whole lot harder. Now, I understand black don't crack.
Yeah,
but it starts to crumble after a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got some of these guys out here like Denzel. I'm sure he's still looking like prime rib to some of you women. And that's good. I love that for him. But he's taken. So calm down. Was it Pauletta? Leave Paul mm-hmm. man alone now. Now his son is available, I think. Look just like him. So, you know, get the next little lamb in the picture. But I say all this to say, you don't want to get far in your life and now you have nobody to enjoy your life with. Because whether you're doing good or whether you're doing bad, once you get up there in age, it's going to be a whole lot harder to find your genuine partner. Because let's say you're doing good. Let's say you took Lamont's advice. You listened to the Golden Lion. Yeah. And you put your head down as a young boy. Now you're today a millionaire. Multimillionaire. fuck it. You hit good on the Forex. You know, you was a scammer, whatever you did. You got all this bread coming in. But guess what? With all that bread coming in, you was a lying fuck ass nigga. So now, as being a lying fuck ass nigga getting all this money, now you're 40, 50. What good woman are you gonna find when you've been a lying fuck ass nigga? Sure, you might be able to bag something because you got some money, but is it a true partner that loves you for you, or she loves you for the money? Because here's the thing. Once you've been doing good for a while, you probably haven't been tested. And I don't mean by going to the doctor for a checkup. I mean tested on some real shit. Mm-hmm. So what happens when some real shit happens? And let's say whatever happens, let's say you were in the stock trade or whatever, and you had, I don't know, you got Bitcoin or whatever the case may be, and something happens, your money's frozen, you lose your money, let's say you lose a limb, anything can happen. And now, because you were exposing this woman to a certain type of lifestyle, she was seeing a certain amount of zeros, now you're not able to provide that lifestyle or those zeros anymore. Now she's going to be tested. And guess what? If you didn't find her on no genuine love, you just found her on money and happiness and travels and trips, and now you're no longer to provide that?
She out of there.
Better get out, get up, and get something. And this also goes for if you're poor. Low income. If you're a low income person, same thing. You spent the majority of your life where you could have found a partner by being true and truthful and through, you could have found a partner and built something and took yourself out of that low income to a medium or a high income household. But no, you were a lying sack of shit and you kept yourself low income. Guess what? Now you 50, 40, 50 years old, low income at that age, who are you going to find? Mm-hmm. No woman is settling for that. Until or unless she has no choice. But guess what? If you find somebody that's willing to settle for that, I guarantee you that's not the woman you really want to be with. So why not get ahead of it? Why not put yourself in a prime position that you can attract and grab and manifest the woman or queen that you want in your life? So that's why you have to move a certain way. What's this woman's name? Ebony K. Williams.
Oh, yeah.
You seen what's going on with her, right? She's pregnant now, right? She's pregnant, right? You see how she's pregnant?
That's artificial insemination, right?
She got a donor.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a woman at one point that was talking about she ain't dating no bus driver. Unless he owns the bus. Really? You can't just date a bus driver that is bringing home some money and he's a good man.
And in her defense, we talk about shooting bail. Okay. She's got money. She higher up. You know, she make.
And that's my thing. And that's my thing. And that's okay. So if you in financial terms, she would be the head of the household, right? Let's say if he's driving.
The funny shit about it is she don't want to be.
Okay.
They make all that money, but they still want somebody else to come in. That's why women use the term dating down, even though we don't. Remember, we had that conversation with old girl Vicky. I was like, well, the man says he's dating down. Like, if I said to you, like, yeah, bro, this chick is a downgrade, like, you would think I meant holistically. Like, lips, everything about her is a downgrade, right?
Okay.
And that's what you would think. Well, women think, say, oh, he's a downgrade. You know, it might be the same thing. Maybe his looks, but they mean more his money and status or some shit like that.
Right.
So with her, she wants to date somebody that they always say on their level or higher. But once women get to a certain level, it's harder to find that man that's on that level or higher.
I agree. And then also, with women... Here's where men are winning. We have a little bit more time. As you can see, you got people like Robert De Niro, 80 years old, damn near, and still busting out kids. So,
that's crazy.
You know, we can create families. I mean, granted, we'll be old as fuck, but we can still create families at a later age. However, women, keep in mind, if you waiting until your Vivica Fox 50 something years old talking about now I'm ready for a husband. What are we talking about? Nobody wants you then. We wanted you when you were a baby making factory in the movie with Jamie Foxx, Booty Call. I wanted Listerine.
Listerine, I remember that shit.
Now I gotta settle for plaque.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, like, you have nothing. Granted, you are still an icon, you know, childhood crush, sweetheart, whatever. But what I'm saying is, you wasted your time. You wasted your life. You probably were out here when you were stunning, magnificent. It was one point I thought Vivica Fox was the most prettiest black woman walking earth. Mm. Like, when she was in Booty Call, oof, set it off. You couldn't tell me nothing. She was fine.
Bro, and excuse me, babe. Sorry. But Independence Day. Remember when she had the dance shit?
Yes.
I didn't even know she had all that.
And I forgot about Independence Day.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yes.
That was just a stripper and that shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is what I'm talking about. You could have moved differently, and right now you'd have been, I don't know, maybe this age, not looking now for a husband, and you probably had, like, I don't know, 5-6 kids. Because trust me, if I was dating you and you was my woman and you was looking like that, I definitely wasn't pulling out. You was going to have 10 kids.
You're crazy, though.
You was going to have all the kids. But today, absolutely not.
Well, I mean, no one's trying to have kids at 50-something years old.
Are you shooting her some bell? I'm saying absolutely not. Like, I wouldn't even touch her now is all I'm saying.
Oh, that's not, come on, dog. Oh, because of plastic surgery?
Bro, she don't look like Vivica Fox to me.
She really don't.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, Angela Bassett. Respect to, what's his name? Courtney or whatever? Courtney B. Vance? Yeah, respect. But yeah, Miss Wakanda? Miss Wakanda still look like the same chick from Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah, she still look good.
She still looks great. She took care of herself. And here's the thing. She's been married forever.
True shit.
Married forever, upheld herself, looks better than women half her age. Now you got somebody ready to settle down and you're looking like this. That tells me you, all these prime years, you weren't taking care of yourself. And I'm not just talking about in your face, just in life. You weren't taking care of yourself. You weren't choosing to make better decisions. You were just kind of like, whatever, just going with the flow.
What about the men? Do you think they got to do the same? You think they got to take care of themselves? I don't think it's not as heavy, but...
because, you know, they got the running joke that dad bods are in. So I don't think you... I think you could still be sloppy and still get a woman.
Maybe not sloppy, right? Loose.
You can be sloppy because as long as you got money.
Wow.
Well, you see what I'm saying? It's different with men. You know, we go back to the talk of the double standards. With women, I'm not going to say most women don't have money because that would be a lie. But most times, women are looking for the man with the money. So if you're looking for the man with the money, what are you bringing to the table? And if you're coming to the table looking for money and you don't even look appealing...
Okay,
you're going to have a harder time.
For women, it's not opposite, but it's separate. It's looks.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So a woman that looks a certain way, your men are usually willing to forgive a lot.
They look a certain way. Absolutely.
They're wild and they, you know, immature and
absolutely
freak out and all this other kind of shit. But she look a certain way.
Absolutely.
So you tolerate. I think it's the same thing with men. If a man has a certain amount of money and power and stature, right?
Yeah.
Women will tolerate a lot more from that dude. So
it
really comes down to looks. So you got, you know, well, for women, it's looks,
for women,
and for men, it's like the money, you know what I'm saying? So there's kind of like an equalizer where with the women, like we just said, it's the way that they look, and they kind of get away with a lot of shit. When I say get away, it's the men that's letting them deal
with it.
Even you, it's like, oh, yeah, this chick look a certain way. You'd be like, oh, she talking all stupid, whatever. You're like, yeah, whatever, but, you know, still hop on this thing.
Get them draws. Yeah.
And I guess women probably do the same thing with a man with some money, power, respect, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think both sides have something to, like, you know, work on. And I think you need to be realistic, like you said earlier. Like, if you that dude that's leading with money and you get a chick that's a gold digger, don't be online posting, oh, she's a gold digger. Like, nigga, that's you led with the money.
Yeah.
So, what are you talking about? And speaking of gold digger shit, because I done said this shit before, why do you men out there be worried about some woman taking you for your money and you make fucking $40,000 a year, nigga? Like, well, you're not making a gang. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? She trying to take your load. I mean,
That's why they hurting.
You can live off 40K. I'm not like down to niggas that make 40K.
No. But
40K is not like what niggas is, what chicks is going after. You know what I'm saying? You need to make more than double that. And then maybe she might say, I'm trying to, but even the chick that's trying to do $100,000 in this, depending on what part of the country you're living, if you're in California, Florida, New York, Hawaii, $100,000 ain't that much money. Mm-hmm. But if you're in another part of the country, $100,000 is a decent amount of money, but you're not rich. There's niggas out here running around with millions. You know what I'm saying? So your lower level chick might think she's trying to get you for your money, even at $100,000. But they're not really out here trying to trick you out your money, man. They're not really out here trying to get impregnated by you so they can get all your kids. That's for the rich niggas. That's for the basketball players and the millionaires and shit. You regular ass niggas working at the fucking warehouse, as I always say, y'all ain't got to worry about chicks trying to get digging your gold. Motherfucker, y'all motherfuckers got copper, max. Not that copper ain't worth nothing. But it ain't worth gold, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't the same pennies on the dollar, that's for sure. Yeah, man. So I say all that to say, you know, don't waste your time to where you get up in life and get up in age, I'm sorry. And I don't want to say we're talking about Ebony K. Williams' situation. I don't want to say that she regrets, but I wouldn't believe her if she says she prefers this route that she went as opposed to finding a husband and having the whole family thing.
I mean, she done already said that. Well, she ain't said those words verbatim. But her out here telling younger women, hey, when you're in college, that's when you should be trying to find my man. If I had it to do over again, that's what I would do. That's what she's saying. Find your man when you're in college and coming up, because they are, those dudes that are in college is like right about to turn a corner and you want to get them then. Mm-hmm. You don't wait till them niggas graduate. Yeah. Fucking so law
she,
school.
And she probably came with that advice because she probably had the opportunity and fumbled the bag. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be out here promiscuous. I want to enjoy it. Like, I ain't trying to get locked down. I'm only 21. I just barely could drink legal finally. You know what I'm saying? So lock it down. Lock them up. Lock them up.
And talking about wolves in sheep clothing, which is this shit called, like, some of you chicks, y'all be doing that, chicks. I don't know if that's a good word to use, but y'all be doing that shit too. Y'all be misrepresenting yourselves, and you say you want some and you don't. And that's all I hear. Like, I talk to a lot of young men out there that are, you know, trying to date or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, like, all say the same thing. Like, the women want a certain thing but don't want to portray that and be that themselves. Mm-hmm. They want a man that earns a bunch of money and takes care of the household, but they don't want to be a traditional woman themselves, so they want you to be a traditional provider, protector male, but they don't want to be a, you know, caregiver, loving woman. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't have it like both ways. Like, you really got to think about what the other person wants. And I always tell people, like, hey man, everything that you say you are, who else wants that? And then to go in those areas and find where they are. Like, you always wonder why men get what they want. Well, men are hunters, like I said before. And men, what, you know what that means to be a hunter? A hunter means I study my prey. I know what my prey likes. Mm-hmm. I know what my prey don't like. I know where they hang out. I know where the other places they might be. And I'm gonna disguise myself so I can get close enough for the kill. Mm-hmm. So when we say men are hunters, that's what we mean. And you need to be more cognizant of what's happening in your situation so shit, you don't get hunted.
Yeah, because in my heyday, I was a killer. Chop them down.
That's what I mean by motherfuckers is out here hunting. And what did fucking, I can't remember that nigga's name, The Rock. Remember that show, Rock?
He was Rod. The garbage nigga?
Yeah, but he was in
Charles S. Dutton.
Charles S. Dutton, thank you. And he was in Boys in the Hood. And remember,
he was in Boys in the Hood? No.
Which one was it? Menace to Society?
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Was it Menace to Society?
Yeah, it wasn't Boys in the Hood. But
okay, Menace to Society. Okay. He was like, the hunt is on.
Yeah.
You're the prey. Like, that's what it is for you women out there. The hunt is on. Even though I feel like the pendulum is kind of swung in their direction, where a lot of the ladies out here is making a lot of demands about, you know, what it is they want, and the dudes just seem to be in defense mode.
Yeah. Because with today's times, not to poke fun during Gay Pride Month or whatever, but
is it Gay Pride Month?
I think it is. I've seen a lot of gay pride stuff lately. Salute to the gays out there. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of changing of the guard. Like, niggas is acting like bitches and bitches is acting like niggas. I mean, that's the best way I could just put it. You got women out here talking about, I don't need no nigga. I could do for myself. I don't need no nigga, da 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 da. And then you got niggas out here talking about, man, fuck these bitches and they on some bullshit. Like, I kid you not. Sometimes when I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling, sometimes I'll read a post, and when I see who posted it, I'm thinking it was the opposite sex. Because the way some of these people be venting, I see some of these women acting like niggas, moving like niggas. And then I see some of these niggas just crying and acting like bitches, complaining about so much stuff. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, so yeah, I agree with, you know, callback. The pool is trashed. The pool is basura. Says, get out of there as soon as you can.
It says piss in the pool and shit.
Piss everything.
So I know you, some of y'all motherfuckers might be thinking, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm just being passionate, that's why I'm cussing a lot.
Yeah.
Why should you listen to niggas that's in a long-term relationship with a man that's married? We not single, we not in the game, right? And to that I say, would you listen to a person trying to become a millionaire who is not a millionaire? Would you listen to somebody else who's also trying to become a millionaire telling how do you become a millionaire, but neither one of y'all is millionaires? So mm-hmm. I have been and have been married for 25 years, ups and downs, highs and lows, great, good, bad, in between. And yep. I know what really, really matters in a relationship to make shit work. And one of them is like love and compassion and understanding for the other person. Those are huge things, right? Mm-hmm. So you probably think, oh man, you're not even out there. You're not in the streets. You don't know how it is. Well, that just also means that I'm not tainted like the rest of y'all. And I can tell you straight, oftentimes pointing right through both of your bullshit, what it is, the problem is, and part of it, like I said on another podcast when I was talking to a female guest that was here, you're overcomplicating it. Like, really. People say, I got all these rules, but I always say, all them rules go out the door as soon as you find somebody you like. Mm-hmm. When you find somebody you actually like, I don't want to date a man who is bald-headed, right?
Right.
You find a guy you like, well, that's not so bad. He's kind of cute.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? A girl, I don't want to date a girl who has a child. You find somebody you like, that child's young. He actually like the kid. He's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You start making fucking excuses. So the mm-hmm. first thing you should really do is find somebody you like. Somebody you like, you know this means, it's not all the shit that's on paper. It's not that they like to go outside and they like to travel and they make them as much money and all this shit. It's intangible thing that you get with a person when you're with them is you're like, I like them. I like being around them. I enjoy their company. No, I don't agree everything they say and mm-hmm. I don't listen to everything they say, but I mm-hmm. like this person. It's like an intangible thing. Find somebody you like and then work from there. Because if you don't really like that person, it's just fucking work after that shit. It's just work.
Yeah.
Right, like even when you found yours, it's like, yo, man, you know what? I like you. Told me I like this chick. Oh, mm-hmm. well, you got some now. Mm-hmm. Like you like a person, you got some now. Mm-hmm. Now we can work with some shit. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, it's just all fucking bullshit. If you don't even like that motherfucker,
take the time to get to know the person on a surface level. And if you like them on a surface level, then you can go on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lead with the deeper level because you're just gonna overcomplicate things and. You're gonna accelerate yourself out the door way faster than you want to be.
For real.
You might even block your blessings. It might have been the right person, but because of the way that you approached the situation, turned them off. And men, women, everybody gets that ick. And once they get that ick, it's hard to get rid of it.
For sure.
It's hard to get rid of it, yeah. You know? But like with anything, if you find somebody that you like, you're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to work at it.
Big
because
facts.
Especially as you're getting up there in age, because you have to remember this person has been stuck in their ways a certain type of time and you've been stuck in your ways a certain amount of time. So now two people stuck in their ways have to figure out how to coexist with the other person. So if you like that person at this point now you're getting to know the person where how can we mesh? How can we blend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want you to to not stand on your ground and I stand on my ground, but we got to find a middle ground. It's got to be a ground. That's what they call the common ground. We got to find a common ground amongst one another and figure out how you guys gel and mesh from there. And but you just have to work at it. And if it's something that you really want, you'll take it serious and you'll work at it. Listen, I've been in whether the current one or previous relationships, it ain't always peaches and roses. You know how many times I want to just be like, man, fuck this shit. I can go hit up this chick right now, get slopped up and go to Church's Chicken or whatever for dinner. I ain't got to deal with this. There's been plenty of times. But if you like that person and you want it to work, you're going to work through the bad so you can get to the good. And that's just what it is, because if you're gonna take it serious, take it serious, you know, because once you find somebody who aligns with the things that you want and need, don't let that go for something so trivial.
Yeah,
you know, that's how you end up like this man right here, and you get 20, 25, going on 30 years into a relationship with the woman of your dream or the man of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't wait until cars is flying. Act now while we still on the ground.
Yeah, we done gone in on y'all, you know. But ultimately, what we want is everybody to be in a happy, fulfilled relationship, which is what everyone around us seems to say that that's what they want. But they seem to move in a counterproductive way.
They be bullshit.
Yeah, in order to make that shit like actually happen. Like I always say this: if you're a man in specific. Mm-hmm. If you're a man, you can get into a relationship and get married in quick succession, depending on if that's what you want. I would say max. Let's say you're actively looking for a real relationship and mm-hmm. not entertaining any bullshit. 6 months max, you're in a serious relationship. And then if you say you want to be, if you've really made that decision to be married, 1 to 2 years, you'll be married. 1 to 2 years, and you ain't even met the person yet. Mm-hmm. 1 to 2 years, you'll be married if that's what you're really trying to work towards. Not saying that, you know, you should be or shouldn't be. I'm just saying if that's what you say you want, that as a man, you can find a mate and be married within 1 to 2 years.
Absolutely.
Because all the women out here looking for relationships, they all looking for relationships. They're just looking for a man who's really ready to settle down and be serious about a relationship. That's pretty much what it is.
They tired of dating, dog. They tired of dating. Get you one that ain't been ran through too much. Make sure she got a little bit of talent, though, so she do them little tricks you like. Don't worry about how she got them tricks. Just be happy she know them now, and she only giving them to you. But no, all jokes aside, for sure. Like, one of the things I usually say is this. Okay, if you get with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get with them, you start working towards something. And you're happy, hang on to it. And you have to give that person your focus. Like, if you find something, okay, I'll use myself for an example, right? Okay. When I'm dating, right? This is my blueprint on dating. This is how I do it. You know, you learn from a pro real quick. You take notice, take pictures. It's okay to date multiple people, right? Because you're out there, you're trying to figure out what it is you like. Be safe about it, obviously, but it's okay to be out there dating multiple people. But here's the thing. Once you find somebody that you feel is potential and is the one, the best thing that you can do for yourself, especially as a man, you have to kill the noise. And by killing the noise, yes, you were dating, right? So now, for lack of a better term, you need to cut all your hoes off. You need to cut all of them off. Because here's what's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you, because I did this. I was a victim of this when I was younger. You'll be dating somebody serious, and the first time y'all have an argument, what you going to do? You going to go take that anger out and go fuck that next bitch. But guess what? All you did was you healed yourself for the moment, but you didn't heal the situation. So now you go back to that relationship. You're fine now. You done got a nut off. You know, you went and seen your little side thing or whatever. But now you go back to the situation and nothing was resolved. Mm. So if you cut all your hoes off and now y'all get into a little dispute of some sort. Now, if you don't want to be in the shower like Kevin Spacey in an American Beauty beating your meat, you're going to have to work things out so you can get some of that wet. So now you're going to be an adult. You're going to work through your issues. You're going to figure it out. And you're going to get that wet. So this is what I'm saying. Block out the noise. That will help in dating. Because a lot of you guys are out there talking about that you're dating. You want to find something serious. But as soon as something is in front of you with potential, you didn't even give it a fair shake because you didn't even cut the hose off. Because what happens is, let's say you're on your third date. You still ain't got no pussy, right? But okay. you loving this woman. You feeling her like, yeah, this girl got potential. Mm-hmm. You've been on three dates. It's been about, let's say, 2 weeks now. You ain't cut the hose off.
That's a little early. Cut the hose off.
Man. I'm just saying. You ain't cut the hose off. Something that you ain't talked to in about 2-3 months.
At least be focused on this girl.
But listen, something you ain't talked to in at least 2-3 months, because that's how it happens. Mm-hmm. You haven't been there in a while. I have. When you go to date, old work starts resurfacing. It's like they could feel you lifting. They could feel you lifting off the ground and getting ready to go up to heaven. And they'd be like, no. Bring them back down here for one last fuck. So you got to give it a fair shake. If you like this woman that you're dating, leave them hoes alone. Leave them hoes alone. Don't even entertain it. None of that. How was your day? What you doing? None of that.
Maybe we should call the shit that. Leave them hoes alone. That should be the fuck.
Leave them.
Women and men can say the same shit. Niggas be hoes too.
Leave
them hoes alone.
Leave them hoes alone. Yeah, that'll be the title. Leave them hoes alone. That's funny. But no, real shit. Because if you're not, and I'm not saying you have to give somebody your everything, but what I'm saying is if you're not giving them your proper attention, you're not going to get proper results. Hmm. Once again, that's what I call bars.
I can go off talking shit about especially the dudes for the longest, because I kind of focus more on the men and the women, because I feel like I can't be out of telling the women what to do, other than when they tell me about their dates, I hear certain stuff. I'm like, yeah, girl, get on up out of there. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't see certain stuff or certain red flags, but I see them. I'll be like, nah, get up out of it. That's why I'm telling you, women, the biggest way, listen to Red Pill Podcast. I'm not going to tell you the names, so I don't want to promote nobody, but listen to that bullshit so you can know that amongst all these different podcasts and shows and YouTube channels, whatever, they mm-hmm. use the same language. They use the same nomenclature. And if you can start to pick up on that, you hear it in some of the dudes that you talk to, and you already know what's going on before they, you know, really get in there. Like, oh, I know what time you on. Like,
right.
You have a certain person, again, we're not saying no names. First time I met him, I heard him talking. I was like, oh, I see what he's on. And then when he go on a date, I was like, reaffirmed, yeah, that's the bullshit he's on.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of your fellow light skinned brothers, so you know, y'all have a telekinesis like Professor X. Y'all able to communicate one another? Nah,
I think it's like what I call the curse of being too good looking. Right now, you know, everybody that was, you know, at the party that I was at with you when we met, you know, this dude, like, they all seem to kind of, you know, like, I count myself out, you know what I'm saying? I'm married, I'm taken.
No, you do your thing. The party you was at, go ahead. Finish digging your hole.
Now, my wife knew I was there. I didn't know it was going to be a couples party or else I would have brought her. Okay. But, like,
showed up to a couples party by himself.
I did. But, they seen some certain people, especially the women that came there by themselves, so seem to kind of gravitate towards the dude, right?
Yeah.
So him and other women, and the women equivalent, when they're like pretty, it's like the pretty flavor is the beautiful curse.
Yeah.
It's like, for women, it's like, I get all this attention from men, and because they have too many options, it's like quantity over quality. They have so much quantity, they can't even begin to discern what's quality over all that kind of shit. And in men, it's almost like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Like, it's built into us that somehow sex and physical contact with women is a limited source that we do not have access or power over controlling. So when you find certain men who suddenly do, like, they almost got to do it for the dead homies, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They be out here, like, doing the absolute most. But what that does is when you're doing that, you're damaging yourself. So while you're at this pretty girl who's out here dating all these guys, for the really pretty women, here's a secret thing about pretty women, something that they have to deal with. Really, really pretty women will see the worst in men. They'll see men cheat on their wives, steal, all this stuff just to get their attention to be with them. And it dirties their perception of men. Mm-hmm. So now they're like, man, you know, for the most part, niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And even if I find me a man who is going to be faithful to me, when a prettier woman comes along, which is why you got these older chicks always doing all the shit to their face, because they know when a prettier woman comes along, then this man is going to do what I've seen men do when I was young and pretty. Mm-hmm. With men, whether they be good look, we got like a double curse. Whether we're really good looking or we got a lot of money, we're going to see women do and behave in ways just for our money that makes us lose respect for them. So yeah. That's why these rappers and singers and R&B niggas, they can never be fucking single, because they seen women just do too much for the fame and for the money, mm-hmm. where they just cannot. And when you say that, most of you out there probably thinking of these hoes and these chicks with low morals and blah, blah, blah. These niggas be fucking married chicks that are fucking their teachers, they're your nurses, they're your banker, they're your manager, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they make their way into Chris Brown's fucking room. Chris Brown does what Chris Brown does. And he send they ass back home.
This nigga said Chris Brown shit. I ain't even on that level. And I done slept with like two, okay, three. Okay, yeah, okay. Wives. So you know what I'm talking about.
But I feel you. And then even worse, you watch that same woman who you just slutted out, mm-hmm. be on Facebook or whatever, post how much you love her, man, and I'm so happy I got somebody that's so great. Mm-hmm. They can't rationalize. You can't connect that. This is what I always tell people. And I think I told you the same shit, man. When you young niggas out here, you thinking, oh, man, I've got this chick she buried, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to fuck. You're damaging yourself. Because what that's doing is it's tearing down your ability to even trust a woman. Because you've seen them do the worst to people you turn around and look at, be like, you know what, man? He a good dude. Like, look at him. He's a good, upstanding man. And if that's what I just did, and that's what you get for being good and upstanding, mm-hmm. I ain't ever going to trust a chick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It makes it really hard. So even if a girl comes around and gives you that opportunity, if you don't take it, it'll take it more as a, this is a rare thing, like she was a hoe. Not like women are hoes, but mm-hmm. she's a hoe. And when you're out here doing the most, man, you just damaging yourself. Just the same way that women, when they are taking advantage of men for money, mm-hmm. and they see all the things that they do, all the lies that they tell, everything they say to their wives because they're trying to get at this beautiful woman, mm-hmm. it damages their ability to even trust men. And same thing for the dudes. Damages their ability to even trust women.
Living proof.
Yep.
Living proof.
Trying to tell you. Like,
if we was potting back when I was in my 20s, you'd heard some real crazy stories.
And the older you get, the more baggage you get, the more rules you put on yourself, mm-hmm. the more you lose your ability to, you know, just easily pair bond with another person, because you lose your ability to, like, trust in that way because you've just been... It could be, you can say something innocuous like, oh, I've just been burned so many times. Mm-hmm. But think about in your lives, how much dirty shit have you done? How much dirty shit have you done and seen and from your friends and everything that has influenced the way that you see the opposite sex? And now that you think that the opposite sex are the opposite sex is the fucking enemy, that's the person you're after, how is it that you're supposed to try to go out and make a relationship with this person that you automatically think is the fucking enemy off top? It's very difficult. And part of that is, like I've said in another podcast, the internet, you go out into the world with all this shit on your shoulders and all these experiences that were never yours. How many chicks have taken advantage of a man and taken all his money or lied that he raped him when he didn't or did some shit? And that leads your thoughts, even not knowing that those people are so small, it's not even a full percentage point. But those are the big ones you heard about on the internet. So you think we take that into consideration every time something happens. Same thing for the men. You think for the women. You think about every man that has beaten a woman or beat her ass outside or shot a chick because she just said she didn't want to talk to him and all the sensationalized bullshit. And now you automatically think that the person on the other side of the table that you say you want a relationship and you say that you love is the op. How are you going to make a relationship with somebody you think is the op? Get out of that shit. The other side of the sex is we need each other. We're not each other's opposition. And especially in a black community, without each other, we ain't shit. You know, they say black women have birthed men and put us out here, but the men are the ones who built this foundation and gave you the seed, gave you the home to make something with. And I will admit that in the past, due to you want to blame it on the government or whatever, but the black man has not been in the space that he needs to be. But I've proven that differently by doing that shit myself and talking to my friends and raising my children a certain kind of way. But somebody's got to fucking lead out here. And if it's not going to be us, it's going to be the women, and the women have to take the lead. We see the attitude that happens. They don't really want that shit. Mm-hmm. They'll do it if they got to because they're nurturers and they got to take care of their family. So if that's the position they got to fill for the family to be taken care of, they will. But that's not what they want. We've seen it. Black men, get out there, lead your families and take care of yourself. Take care of yourself at the very least. Like, goddamn. Don't be this broke-ass nigga sitting here talking about, oh, these women and they're doing this and they're doing that. But you 22 years old. Living at home with your parents, you work fucking part-time somewhere for minimum fucking wage and spend the rest of your time on fucking Roblox and the internet and TikTok and all that other bullshit talking about what other people want from you. You ain't got shit. Get up and get something, young man. Get out there and work for it.
God damn. Shit. Fucking jungle gym bars up in this motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck, I don't even have nothing to add to that. I think that was a good rap.
Yeah, we can leave it there.
That was a rap right there. Shit. Oh my God. Man. Yeah, we ain't even got nothing else to say, man. That was just good. Just, hey, just listen to what we said. Thank you for tuning in.
As usual.
And it's like I always say, like, share, subscribe, and comment. This is Verbal Gunplay. We out.
Yeah.
Woo! My boy was spitting. Left me speechless. I couldn't even say nothing. This motherfucker.